I have to go to the bathroom.
No, Alex. No. Sorry.
You gotta go, you gotta go.
I'm jacked to the tits!
We all pee the same color.
And action.
I'll give him an offer that he will not or he will can't
refuse.
You had me at hello. You had me at hello?
Cut. No.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I don't give a damn about your acting.
I have a need. I have a need for speed. Welcome to the Flush Podcast, where we solve the mysteries of life from the bathroom. I'm Peter Bean.
And I'm Eric Law.
And we're going to continue our favorite bathroom scenes in film with the dramatic stuff. So the drama, what gets people Oscars.
There's nothing more dramatic than taking a shit.
It's true. Hidden Figures was a huge one.
Yeah.
This black woman that they hire to do the mathematical figures for the astronauts going to the moon. She has to run across the parking lot to another building. So there's a great scene that, you know, it of course involves the bathroom. It's not in the bathroom, but she is late again, from her break.
There's no bathroom for me here.
What do you mean there's no bathroom for you here?
There is no bathroom. There are no colored bathrooms in this building or any building outside the West Campus, which is half a mile away. Did you know that? I have to walk to Timbuktu just to relieve myself.
Kevin Costner's character, he is outraged and he proceeds to knock down the
whites only
sign.
There you have it. No more colored restrooms. No more white restrooms. Just plain old toilets.
What does he say at the end? He says, we all pee yellow.
Oh, does he say that?
Here at NASA, we all pee the same color.
We all pee the same color. Wow. Yeah.
I didn't think that would have worked, but it was nice. It was a good scene.
It was beautiful.
And she was great. Well, they were all great, but Miss Henson was really good in that role. She was she really kind of like you can see the frustration and the frustration that comes with not being able to see the solution. They were helping so much. Mm-hmm. They were doing so much for NASA at the time
she was key in them going to the moon. Next scene is The Big Short, Ryan Gosling.
Oh yeah.
Benny Klieger over at
Morgan is taking out some heavy losses in the bond department. Might be time to get a life jacket and get out.
I mean, seriously, I feel like I'm financially inside of you or something.
Okay.
He is, quote, jacked to the tits.
I'm jacked
to the tits!
Good.
Do you feel it?
No.
I still quote that.
I'll get to why it is a serious issue, but like he comes to bed and he's like, gonna talk, you know, he's talking stocks, he's talking housing shortage, you know, and all that. Like they're shorting the housing market and it's happening. And so he goes to the bathroom and anybody that's in there, he's like, get out.
Shane? No, Alex, no, sorry.
The housing market is collapsing. People are losing their homes, all for greedy, rich people that, to this day, have not been brought to justice, and they ruined so many lives. And they knew
they had to take advantage of the moment, I guess, knowing that a lot of people were going to get hurt. And that's what the Big Short. I mean, the money is the most important thing. If they mentioned, wow, all these people are going to lose their houses, they're going to lose their credit, they're going to lose their everything, but you're going to get money out of this. So yeah, you can tell them,
politicians
are the same. Yeah,
they're all rich. They're, you know, 90% of politicians, both Democrat and Republican, they don't know how the common person lives. Like they don't know what our normal issues are. If they had to live without somebody getting them groceries, they'd lose it. They wouldn't be able to. Pursuit of Happiness.
He should have. They said that he should have won an Oscar for this film, but Chris Rock wasn't presenting, so he was like, "No, I'll just wait until Chris Rock presents." So Pursuit of Happiness. I thought that this scene, you know, like when you start watching scenes that are well written and meant a lot to the story, because this is supposed to be like a true story.
He's homeless with his young son, and they're playing a game, or Will Smith is playing a game with his son, but really they're rushing into a public bathroom to stay the night.
Here it is. Here's the cave. Come on. Right here, right here. Go, go, go. Get it, get it. Hurry, hurry. Hurry.
Are we safe?
Yeah, I think so.
And he's holding the door, so...
So somebody won't get in.
Moving on to... This is another Tom Hanks moment, similar to A League of Their Own, very similar. The Green Mile. Yeah. I haven't seen this movie, and I watched the clip, and out of context, it's a very weird situation. So he has a bladder infection.
Yeah.
And this guy on death row grabs Tom Hanks and touches his junk, basically transfers. No place. Yeah, transfers the bladder infection to him. Flies go out of his mouth. It's weird. But Tom Hanks goes to the bathroom and guess for the first time in a long time he can pee. Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle. I never seen Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, it's a good movie.
Peter, you've never seen The Green Mile, and you're saying that Sleepless in Seattle is a great movie.
Sleepless in Seattle is great. Okay, so I'll set the stage for you. His son wants to get him dating. In the scene, he's essentially telling him or asking him, you know, on his dates, is he going to have sex with these women that he's dating? He's like, well, hopefully.
If you get a new wife, I'll get you have sex with her, huh?
I certainly hope so.
Will she scratch up your back?
What?
In the movies, women are always scratching up the men's back and screaming and stuff when they're having sex.
How do you know this?
Jed's got cable.
Oh, just... Hand me that
Tom Tywin Lannister, Game of Thrones. But this is a little off the film route because it is a TV show. So it's a little cheating with this one. But Tywin Lannister's arguably one of the best characters. I think people like him a lot because he knew he was playing the Game of Thrones well.
Tyrion, put down the crossbow. Who released you? Your brother, I expect. He always had a soft spot for you. Come, we'll go and talk in my chambers. This is how you want to speak to me? Hmm? Shaming your father has always given you pleasure, hasn't it?
All my life, you've wanted me dead.
Yes. But you refused to die. I respect that.
Yeah, so that's a. You know, when I saw that scene, I thought, did they have indoor plumbing by then?
Oh, that's a good point. Well, that's Game of Thrones. It's kind of fantasy. Yeah. Peter Dinklage plays Tyrion Lannister, and he kills his dad, who is on the toilet.
he deserved it, though.
He did deserve it. Trainspotting. Trainspotting had crazy scene.
Well, Trainspotting, what he did, it was, I guess, made this grunge look cool. And when McGregor dives in to retrieve some drugs that he just he took a shit. Oh, that was funny. That was good.
Yeah, and he went. It's the dirtiest stall that I've ever seen. And he was. It's a tough scene to watch. And he he grabs into the toilet, and you're just like, and then he ends up going all the way into the toilet, which becomes sort of this underwater abyss that he's swimming in. So it's more it's more of an artistic moment. But initially is the grossest bathroom scene you might imagine. Sexy Beast.
Our favorite. You do a good imitation, Peter, of the beginning.
Sexy Beast is one of those films that like has the best intro to kind of like get you into the story. I swear it's beautiful.
Yes, it is like, the best.
He's just sunbathing, all on fire, all burning up here. And he's just talking to himself.
Oh, yeah. Bloody hell. I'm sweating here. Roasting. Boiling. Baking.
Ray Winston, the story kicks off when Ben Kingsley wants to recruit him for another job, but he's retired. So Ben Kingsley's adamant about him joining his team. And when he realizes he's not going to get, you know, he was rejected after many appeals. You know, Ben Kingsley goes to the bathroom and he's peeing and he does the worst, like just the worst thing. He's just this perfect little thing. He just turns slightly and he pees on the little rug floor.
Do you think he was trying to mark his territory? Like, this is me. This is, I'm dominant. This is my house.
Yeah, maybe, because he was very beastly. Yeah, that's true.
But that movie has the best line when he's like, what are you staring at? The back of your head. But don't stare at the back of your own head. Oh, it's good stuff, man. It's good stuff. Michael Corleone in The Godfather, Michael Corleone, Al Pacino's character, goes to a restaurant to meet the chief of police and some dude to talk about business. But his father was just recently been shot up. So Michael Corleone goes to the restaurant because they can only trust him. So he goes to the restaurant. And he goes into the bathroom for like 2 seconds.
I have to go to the bathroom. Is it all right?
You gotta go.
To get a gun from underneath the toilet or the toilet tank. He gets a gun. He walks up to the table again. And the guys are talking. And he knows that these people are the ones that were responsible for his dad being shot up. He went ahead and killed those two guys in the restaurant. There was no turning back. He actually turned into a life of crime.
And then the gun was in the bathroom.
That's right. All right. So that wraps up our best dramatic bathroom scenes. And make sure that you check us out from everywhere. The you can hear a podcast.
Cut. That's, you know what? Let's pick it up tomorrow. I can't do this anymore.
I can do better.
No, I'm done for the day. I got my creative juices as a director are gone. So
don't walk. Not now, Peter. Don't walk away from me.
They're gone. I'm a buyer. I can't. Tomorrow, maybe we just.
I can do better. I can do better. I've been reading Stanovsky. I can do better. Get to the chopper. Show me the money. Nobody put baby in the corner.
We all pee the same color.